This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D. SED.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Who's going to be our next police chief?
The finalists are Carrollton Police Chief Robert Arredondo, former FBI Assistant Director Brian Botig, DEA Special Agent in Charge Daniel Camo, Interim Dallas Police Chief Michael Igo, and Dallas Police Assistant Chief Katrina Sheed. Now, before City Manager Kim Tolbert makes the final decision, the finalists will do panel interviews in the next 2 weeks with police officials, business representatives, faith-based groups, police oversight, and community members. The final decision is expected by the second week of April. Dallas is the nation's ninth largest police department with a $719 million budget. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Man facing several felonies after a wild day of carjackings and a bank robbery.
It started along the Dallas Parkway near Montfort, where a car was stolen and a bank was robbed nearby near Preston and Beltline. Then an employee at a business near Lemon and the Tollway was threatened and a second car was stolen. Then another carjacking was reported at a school along Webb Chapel on the other side of the airport, and a subsequent carjacking happened near Forest and Midway. That latest stolen car was found abandoned in Farmers Branch. Police arrested 55-year-old Gregory Noble, who faces multiple charges from aggravated robbery to evading arrest. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 5:04.
Arlington police say they've arrested four people that wounded a teenage girl. It happened on March 10th outside Trailwood Court, an apartment complex near I-20 and 360. Investigators say two groups exchanged gunfire in the parking lot and a stray round hit the teen in the arm as she slept in her room. She was treated and released from the hospital. Detectives believe the shooting was part of an ongoing feud between two groups. Two men were arrested while officers were investigating another disturbance days later. Another was tracked down by U.S. Marshals. The last suspect turned himself in. All face multiple charges. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas now confirms more than 300 cases of measles since January. Health Department added 30 more this week.
Measles vaccines are safe, which is why most parents, an overwhelming majority of parents, say, yes, I'm going to vaccinate my child against measles.
That is University of Colorado School of Medicine's David Higgs. The state says the vaccine prevents 97% of cases. Two-thirds come from Gaines County and the New Mexico border, two-thirds under the age of 18.
Well, get this. Dallas-Fort Worth claiming the second spot nationwide for closed home sales, despite a slump in the housing market. New figures from RE/MAX show DFW racked up over 6,100 transactions in February, just behind the New York City metro. Inventory here is on the rise. The homes are on the market for an average of 66 days, which is nearly 2 weeks longer than last year. However, prices remain stable, and a lot of buyers are pouncing on that extra supply, securing deals or seller concessions as they settle in for interest rates that are not budging much.
Edibles.com launched this week in Texas, and really bad time to do it thanks to that THC ban passed in Austin.
This is a bill that we have to ban THC and shut all of these stores down. And secondly, that includes THC that's being sold in liquor stores in drinks. There's no exception to this.
That's Lieutenant Governor. Edibles.com launching in Texas as part of an expansion in the South and Southeast where it is legal. It could change in the fall if that ban becomes law. House is expected to take up its own bill.
We've got a four-star general that oversees NATO military operations. It might not be the case anymore. And then the question is raised, could that be the first step in an eventual U.S. pullout of NATO? Now, the rest of NATO, along with several high-ranking members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, are hoping that is not the case. Putin is saying, yes, please. They are urging the president not to make this sort of decision unilaterally. The CBS Foreign Affairs correspondent Charlie Daggett tells us what, if this is true, what it could mean.
Really, it focuses to the COCOMs, the combatant command, and it's a restructuring. So they want to find different ways, first of all, to cut back the budget or to refocus the budget in this huge building, in this huge organization, but then also refocus exactly where that money is being spent and where troops are being sent as well. So there are about 85,000 U.S. forces throughout Europe. In EUCOM, as we would call it, European Command, they would be responsible under that sort of SACEUR, the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, traditionally held by an American four-star general, would be under that command. But we also have CENTCOM, at least 40,000 people around the Middle East area. So they're taking a close look at that. So in terms of when we ask those questions, you say, yes, of course, there is going to be a reshuffle. We're talking about a refocusing. NATO in particular, as you just mentioned, has been in the firing line of President Trump, where, you know, even Trump won in his last administration. It's been called the Trump effect, where he has essentially pressured NATO members to pony up their amount of defense spending to between 2% and 3%. And some of those countries have fallen in line. In fact, many of those countries have fallen in line. Where this becomes critical mass is Ukraine, because if you are going to be the U.S. general in charge of Europe, your number one priority at the moment and looking forward is going to be Ukraine. All the weaponry, all the aid, some of the strategy, some of the intelligence, all flows through that command.
And back to that question that we posed earlier, could this be just laying the groundwork for the U.S. to pull out of NATO?
On one level, it could be seen as a symbolic position, but it's also a very serious position, right? The United States is the driver, the main driving force behind NATO. European partners are fully aware of having this sort of patriarch, as it were, to have the United States there. It's not only the amount of weapons, the amount of forces, but the sophistication of those weapons. So it really depends on the devil in the details, because if the current Supreme Allied Commander, Army General Chris Cavoli, he is supposed to end his tenure this summer. It's a three-year term. That will really be the turning point. We're going to take a look at what's going to happen there. That will give us an indication as to whether these plans that they are discussing will be put into force and what kind of impact that's going to have on the alliance across the board.
All right, there you go. And as we said, comments coming addressing all of this from President Trump and Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary, that was supposed to have begun about 15 minutes ago, but you know how those things go.
Yeah.
When they begin, hopefully we can dip into a little of that and we'll let you know what they're saying about that.
And that's one of the things with NATO. I know that this argument has been, good Lord, it's been with the states since I can remember. Since I started paying attention to politics, we pay too much for the thing and that we get ensnared in European problems because we are basically NATO. And countries like England and France and others, they don't pony up. And then they start saying, well, basically, we'll have NATO protect us. And then the United States gets drawn into that stuff. And they're like, especially in Ukraine, places like Ukraine, it's not something that we want to do continuously.
Although what is the article in the NATO, Article 1, when one NATO country gets attacked?
Everyone responds. Pick on the whole.
You know, that has been invoked one time.
Yeah.
It was right after 9/11.
That's it. And so you look at the United States, they have to take a position on Ukraine. They have to take a position on these things. And they're like, well, NATO was set up to fight the USSR.
Correct.
That's not necessarily around anymore. And now, I know Putin has an idea of that in the grand scheme, But it's one of these balances that has to be struck. And the Europeans seem willing to when you saw the French leader and the new prime minister of England come over and say, we've got to do more.
Some of them have come around.
We have got to pony up a little bit more here to take control of this thing.
We'll do a little more because the option is unacceptable. Not having NATO?
Yeah, and here's the deal. They can't do it alone. They know they cannot do it alone. They don't have the structure, but they also don't have the stomach. These countries don't like war. They don't want to go to war. They don't like protecting things for long periods of time. And that's where the United States has always been that shield for them. So now the United States, in Trump's position at least, is, well, all right, well, then you guys got to do something about it.
And removing U.S. command of military operations in NATO
could be an interesting one.
That would be a big first step. The Education Department, or what's left of it after yesterday. This has been a conservative dream for decades, to get rid of the Department of Education.
Yeah, Reagan said this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is ridiculous.
Federal Department of Education. And yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order calling for that, even though Congress would have the final say since it established the Department of Education back in 1980. And by the way, it would take 60 votes in the Senate to do that. That's not going to happen. And that is leading some speculation that maybe the real plan here is you just go ahead, you throw the Hail Mary with this executive order. You hope it works out, but even if it doesn't, you can still go ahead and gut the DOE, get it down to the bare bones, so that it would continue to exist in name only.
Would fund certain programs, yeah, and then the main ones, and then just everything else is gone.
Real question is why?
That's right.
Why do conservatives want to get rid of it, and why do liberals want to keep it? So we'll start with the conservative view. Lindsay Burke runs the Center for Education Policy. It's a conservative think tank.
The federal Department of Ed wants to put boys and men in girls' locker rooms. They sicked the federal government after concerned parents at school board meetings. Most recently, they completely botched the FAFSA form to fill out financial aid for students to attend college. I mean, this is just the recent history, right? If you look at the full history of the department, which is just abhorrent, then you know we have had no improvements in academic outcomes since it was created as a mistake by Jimmy Carter in 1980 at the behest of the teachers' unions. No improvement in academic outcomes, no closure of the achievement gap between low-income children and their minority peers, right? It's still the equivalent of 4 grade levels worth of learning between low-income kids and more affluent kids. We're still in the middle of the pack internationally. We've just seen no improvements, not to mention we have spent at the federal level alone $2 trillion just since 1965, so we're predating the federal department a little bit, But since the war on poverty launched, we could have taken that money, put it in a bucket, gone outside, lit it on fire, and nothing would be any different than it is today. The department has been a complete and utter failure.
John King, though, the former education secretary under Barack Obama, he's now the chancellor of the State University of New York system, SUNY. And he says some critical funding will be lost if we abolish the DOE.
We have more than 80 million Americans who depend on the Pell Grant program, the student loan program, to access higher education, their path to economic opportunity. For us at SUNY, half of our entering students rely on Pell Grants to go to college. Without the federal government supporting higher education, we're undermining the long-term health of our economy.
Yamiche was reporting that, according to the at least Trump administration, Title I, students with disabilities, student loans would not be affected under any changes underway. If these are some of the programs that are going to remain, what are your concerns?
Well, look, I think that's false. That's a false claim.
Why?
Because the people who do that work are already being laid off. One of the core functions of the department is civil rights enforcement. When folks have a child with a disability who isn't getting their services, the department is the place you go to file a complaint. They got more than 20,000 complaints last year, but the layoffs targeted those very offices. Who's going to respond to those complaints? So when they say they won't touch those programs, I think that's actually being quite disingenuous.
Now, conservatives, they say all schools should be local. But that's mostly true already. Depending on which state you live in, the federal government only contributes between 6 and 13% of total funding. The rest comes from state and local sources. And how do voters feel about this? Very interesting survey. Fox News did a poll asking people how they felt about abolishing the Department of Education. 65% said they were opposed. 32% liked the idea. And the rest of that survey is interesting, too, because they ask the public's opinion, different subject here, going off on a tangent.
Okay, a lot of different things.
11 different things they asked that Donald Trump has done or has said he wants to do. And on five of them, he was above water. Banning transgender women from competing in women's sports. A lot of support for that, 68 to 30%. Making English the official language of the U.S. Also, that's 66 to 32%. Percent in favor. Deporting illegal immigrants. Having the U.S. acknowledge just two genders. That had more than 50% support, and increasing drilling and oil production. The rest, they do not have the support of a majority of those surveyed. That includes federal job cuts, ending DEI programs, having the U.S. take over the Panama Canal. As we said, closing down the Department of Education, renaming the Gulf of Mexico, and the least popular idea, taking over Greenland. They didn't ask about Canada being the 51st state, though.
You know what? I know this is maybe I'm a jerk, but I always liked the idea, not taking over Greenland, but I think we could work with them at least. I don't. When he said something about military, I'd say, all right, we're not doing that. But
sending the military.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, that new jet that Boeing's going to make. They won't know what hit them, baby.
Sixth generation fighter.
But
send that out over the ice cap.
Come on, let's do some business, Greenland.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.